Parshas Chaye Sar. Chaye Sar is the parsha of Shiduchim. Right, this is the famous parsha of Shiduchim. Remember, Pan Zichron Lebracha on Erev Shabbos, he gave a shiur on Friday in the parsha, and Friday Parshas Chaye Sar was the shmooze on Shiduchim, and the place was packed. People would come from far and wide to hear every year what he said about the Yoni Shiduchim. They actually published, they collected all of the shiurim, they put out a sefer, they have a collection of tapes. Okay, but it's all about the parish of Shiduchim. So therefore I would like, we'll see what happens this week, to focus on Machshava, Drush, Inyan, Minhagim, relating to Shiduchim, marriage, and all that comes along with it. So I have over here a very good sefer called Pardes Eliezer. We use this very often. He has an entire collection of Sfarim on Minhagim of marriage. And I prepared today two chapters. Some of the things are very esoteric, but some things are a little bit more down to earth, which I can appreciate. I prepared two chapters. And I want to share with you a review of some of the things that I found interesting, that got my attention in these two chapters. Number one is the minug of the kala walking around the chasan under a chuppah. Go to a chuppah, we all see the kala walks around the chasan seven times. That is the common minig among the Ashkenazim. I was told that the Sfaradim do not do this. Is that correct? Sfaradim do not do this. They don't. The kala does not walk around the chasan. Got to know who's in charge. They don't what?
They don't read the ksuba
either. Okay, they do. They're minhag. But minhag Ashkenaz is the kala walks around the chasan seven times. Where does this come from? So I'll present everything in order. I'll just present everything in order of what I find here in the sefer. First of all, it goes back. When did this minhag come into practice? The earliest source we have of this minhag in practice is from the student of the Maharal Meir Rotenberg. That goes back about 700-800 years approximately. So already the Maharal Meir Rotenberg writes that the student was Rabbi Shimshon Bar Tzadok, his name was Tashbetz Katan, and he writes there, Anu Noihagim Limsar Kana. He writes a very important word, which is the focus of his attention in the Sefer. What is the purpose of going? Why are you going around? What's the purpose of the Kala walking around the Chasan seven times? And actually, the Maharal Meir Rotenberg, the Minug, the original Minug, which is very clear, was the original Minug was not to walk around seven times, was to walk around three times. Somehow we're very machmer today. Sometimes they lose count. They keep on walking until the photographer says stop. Right? Until the music, when the music stops, that's when they stop walking. They walk around multiple times. Okay, but it appears the original minhag was to walk around the chasan three times. So he says something very, very interesting. He says, walking around the kala, forget about all the mystical things I'm going to tell you soon, it is an act of misira. Now, that does not mean giving you over to the government for incarceration. What it means is the father, when you go to a wedding, the father of the kala, the father of the parents of the kala, they give their daughter over to the chasan. In addition to the chasan, saying to the kala, harayat mikudeshesli, giving her the ring and saying the words mikudeshesli, You first have to ask permission, like I probably watch on the old television shows. Before you go and you propose, you have to first go to the parents and ask permission, right?
And the non-Jewish custom is the father
to give away the bride. Exactly, very interesting, right? I never heard a chassan today first going and asking rishus. Yeshiva boy today going and first asking rishus.
The parents are managing the whole thing, yeah.
Right? But you never hear such a thing. You never hear such a thing today. But the goyim, you know, they have something to it. You know, they have the right idea. Well, the goyim won't get married anyway. So I don't know what it is. Anyway, but there was such a concept, at least in the olden days, on the black and white. On the black and white television shows, is that before you go and you marry your wife, you have to first ask rishus, permission from the parents. There's something to it. Okay, and maybe and the father, yes, Rishus, and basically and the father says, I give you permission. Not only do I give you permission, I'm handing her over to you. Isn't that an amazing thing? I'm handing her over to you. I'm giving her over to you. the kala marching around the chasan, accompanied by her parents, is an act. It's not just hocus pocus, Kabbalah. Who knows what we're doing over here? No, it's a very beautiful. It is not acting. No, that's coming. I have all of the Kabbalah stuff coming soon. But think about in these terms. This is opening. Think Chiddush. It is an act. It's not in the Gemara. There's no Gemara that Yenisha nicknames with Mesira. There's no din Mesira. But it's an act of Derech Eretz. It's an amazing concept. The parents of the Kala are giving over, they're giving Rishus. I'm giving you my daughter for marriage. So the way you do it is, we don't relate to the things they did in ancient times. But when you walk around the person three times, accompanied by the parents, this is a formal act. I hereby deliver my daughter to you. You have permission now to proceed and to marry her.
Why doesn't the father want it?
So you should know something, and some he writes here between the lines say that that's really how it was done. It was done by the parents, both parents, not just the mothers. We became very religious today, at least on the outside, where it's not sneers, the men, the parents, the mother, a man should walk around a woman. Okay, it became not popular in the public eye. But the truth is, that's how it was done. The father and the mother would accompany the daughter, would walk around the chasan. Today, the same way, the parents can't walk in many ways, it became such a firm world today. It's so popular now that even the parents can't walk down their child. Only the two mothers walk down the cow, the fathers walk down. Okay? So under the chuppah, such close contact. You don't want to come too close. So therefore, only the mother's going to walk around the cow, around the chasan. But that's not the way it was originally done. So you're making a very good point. Okay, that's the first point. Okay, next topic. Next topic is, he writes to the Sfarim will never mekabel this. Okay, that's the next thing he says over here. The Sfarim will never mekabel this. Then he brings over here Chassidus Shemaisa. Okay, this is real Rebbe Shemaisa from the Zitichov. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
First time. Zitichov. Zitichov. I can't pronounce these. Forget it. Lost case. Harav Hakadosh. What does Mem Hei Resh Tzadi Hei stand for? Mareinu Harav. Mareinu Mem Hei Resh Tzadi Hei. Mizitichov. Tzadik Hador Mizitichov. When he was the Mesader Kedusha. Okay, try this at home, Rabbi Asai. Next time you go to a chasna, you try this. The Mesader Kedusha will try this. There'll never be Mesader Kedusha again. When the Kala walked around the chasan, the Mesader Kedusha counted. He counted. How did he count? He didn't count. Count Dracula. Exactly. Achas v'yachas. Achas v'shtayim. Achas v'sholosh. Achas v'arba. He counted just like he count on Yom Kippur. It's Chassidus Shemaisa. And here he explains the time is because Al-Derech Kabbalah, okay, this is going into the first verse, notice he did seven times, which became the popular minig nowadays to seven times. We'll discuss that soon. And he explains this, that in a Hanami, just like on Yom HaKippur, you sprinkle the blood. And the purpose of sprinkling the blood is the kapara. Kapara means a protection, to atonement, a protection. When the kala goes around the chasan, the purpose is, like we're going to see soon, is to establish a choyma, to build a wall, to establish a degree of protection, and you're doing very holy things. It's, again, these are over my head what these things mean, but it's the Zichichov. This is serious business. This is what he did, and it wasn't a laughing matter when he did it. So just kedai to mention what his custom. Okay, we actually learned this not long ago in Yirmiyah. We learned this, the Makar, the number one Makar that everyone quotes in regarding this meaning, this holy meaning of the Kala going around the chasan, is the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Nikeva Tisayvev Gover. In the times of Mashiach, the time that those psukim were a series of psukim describing what's going to happen in the times of Mashiach, the pasuk simply means over there is that Klal Yisrael will seek out Hashem. Unlike today, when we are in Golis, so we need Nevi'im, we need prophets. In time of Golis, Klal Yisrael was not with the program. It was the Gover. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the relationship of Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, Hashem is the man and Klal Yisrael is the Isha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always coming and begging us to do tshuva. Hashem was always sending his prophets. It was the Gover, the man, that was seeking out the woman. But in the time of Mashiach, it's going to be the Isha, it's going to be the woman, I mean Klal Yisrael on their own, like today, the Baal Tshuva movement. Today, on our own, we see that Klal Yisrael has a thirst to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Igvus the Mashicha, it's Nekeva to Soiviv Gaver. So that's what the Pshut Shel Mikra means. And this pasuk somehow, I don't know the deeper meaning, why this is so. By a wedding, a wedding is the Zivug of Klal Yisrael. Every wedding, a mitzvah tanz. But Hasidim, it's a very, very big thing to have a mitzvah tanz, because every time a man and woman get married, it's a dugma, an example of the union between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And the ultimate union of Hashem and Klal Yisrael will take place in the time of Mashiach. And the time of Mashiach, it's going to be where it's going to be. The Nekeva will be the one that will be Tisoyvei, will seek out the Gover. So we start off the wedding being Mekayim, this inyan of Nekeva Tisoyvei Gover. Okay, next topic. Simumai Mechazal, Kol Adam She'ein Loi Isha, Sharui Beloi, a whole long list of things, and one of them is Beloi Chayma, without a wall. So the Isha walking around the Kala, around the Chasan, she's building a wall for the Chasan. Again, the pasuk of Isha to Soivev Gover. Okay, next Makar. Very interesting Makar. What this means for this minig is we learn from Miriam, Parashas Beshalach, that Teitse, that Tikach Miriam, es Atoif Biyodecha, that Teitsena Kol Hanoshim Acharecha, Besufim Uvim Choylois. Okay, Miriam, the role of Miriam was she took out all the women and they went in circles. The role of a woman is, the ultimate model for Klal Yisrael is Miriam. Miriam Hanaviyah. Men, there were three leaders in Klal Yisrael. There was Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. These were a team. Miriam gets, Miriam, they downplay Miriam because she's a woman. But Miriam is not to be downplayed. Miriam is part of the team. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The role model for all women is Miriam. That's the role model. Sarah Schneer. It's the role model for Klal Yisrael. Mimele, what? Sarah also. But the Klal, but that Sarah is the Imahos. But you're dealing with Klal Yisrael against the Kriyas Yamsa, the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just like Moshe, the time he said it was Miriam. Miriam, now what it means, this is all Kabbalah, so I don't know what it means, but just to take the basic translation of the Pasuk. She took the women out. Besoif. She took them out. Acharech besufim, with drums, uvin mecholos. One of the things she taught the women was the concept of circles, of mecholos, of going in circles. What that means? Obviously, it means something very deep. What's so funny? Okay, whatever it means, it means. But Mimela, being that we emulate Miriam, and we have faith that it's not, that this concept of mecholos is not a laughing matter. The concept of Mecholos alludes to something very mystical, very, very deep. The Mela, when the union of the Chasan Kala to the Isha, she's pledging, would go into the Chuppah in the tradition of Miriam. She's going out to be loyal to her husband in the concept of Mecholos. Next Machshava. Okay, this is a good vibe. This is very, very good. Yosef going around in circles was done by Yosef told his brothers, guess what? I had a dream, and in my dream, what happened? We were all in the field, and tisayvena alumo sechem, and all of your bundles surrounded my bundles. Vatishtachavena laalumo si, and then bow down to my bundle. From this pasuk, we learn that before you humble yourself, this is the seder hadvarim. We're not familiar with the proper midos, the proper drachem, etiquette of how things are done. But before you humble, you bow and you humble yourself to your master. It's first that tisayvivena alumo sechem. Your bundles, they first surrounded. They didn't go in line. it wasn't a distance. They first made a circle around me, and then they bow down. When the man is mekadesh the isha, this is the go to the Lord Masech, the Kedushin, the Daf Yomi people here know, a woman to some degree has to be mafkir herself, mevatel herself. There's a lot of lumbus. What exactly was a woman supposed to be thinking when she accepts the Tabas Kedushin? She accepts it. When she accepts it, that is an act of whatever. I don't mean to be a male chauvinist here, but to some degree, the woman has to humble herself to accept the Tabas Kedushin, whatever that means. It's a degree of Vatishta Chavena. She's bowing to her husband. Before there can be Vatishta Chavena, there has to be Vatisai Vivena. And this is proven in the pasuk of Yosef at Tzadik with his brothers. So that is why there has to be first circles before there's going to be the Kabbalah of the Tabas HaKedushin. Next, Machshava. Beautiful Machshava. And Hashem created Chava. What did Hashem say? Lo itoiv heyois adam levado, eselo ezer kinegdo. What is the Targum translation of the word ezer, an assistance? It is avidle samoch. A samach ki kable against him. The translation of ezer is a samach, is a support. What is a samach? A samach is a circle. Therefore, in order to show that the woman comes and gets married, it should not be kinegdo. Zocha ezer. Loi zocha kinegdo. It should simani milsa. When you go into marriage, every little detail makes a difference. This is a simon for life. Simani milsa, it should be an ezer, it should not be kinegdo. Nimela, you make a circle. You make a samach. Avele samach kikable, you make a samach to show that it should be an ezer kinegdo. Okay, next topic, next machshava. I mentioned you before that the original takana was to go around the kala three, go around the chasan three times. Why three? So, very interesting reasons given. First of all, Nikeva to Soyev Gaver is three words. Okay, that's the Ikar Makar. Nikeva, if you like it, Nikeva to Soyev Gaver, there are three words in the Makar. Okay, that's easy. And the better answer is because three times in the Torah does it say the expression, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Three times. Ki yikach ish isha ubolech usnea. We'll come to hater. Ki yikach ish isha ubola. V'hayim loisim sachem b'yena. Ki yikach ish ish isha chadasha. Don't go to work for 1 year. Go to work for a year. Shana v'shayna. But it says in the Torah the words, the expression ki yikach ish isha. In order to mimerames to the Torah HaKadosha that says ki yikach ish isha kedas Torah, so you go around three times. That's what he brings out of here from the Merame Rattenberg. Okay, these are not making up little lach, chasidusha, verlach. Merame Rattenberg, as you all know, was the G'dayle Rishayim, Kodesh Kadoshim. He says this, it's G'day to take it seriously. Okay, then he brings some other reasons. We all say, we put on tulin. It's the yichud by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three ve'erastichs, so we say ve'erastich three times. Okay, another beautiful idea. Why three times? Because a person is mizdavek with his wife three times in his existence. The first time is arbohim yoim kaidim hayitzira, 40 days before a person is born. Right, bas pani leploini in the olam ha'emes, before the person comes to this world, olam ha'neshamos, the person right away meets up with his zivug. The second time he meets with his zivug is in this world. If he's lucky, he meets a zivug. Maybe he's unlucky. And the third time he's reunited with his zivug is in the olam ha'emes. Getting married is scary. You got to be with her in the next world also. So that's what it says. So the Mela, that's why you have over here. That is why you do it three times. Can I get these three, the triple zivuk? Okay, another time is, this is brought down by Yitzchak Lipschitz. I don't know who this person is. The Sefer Mat'amim. Okay, it's a very famous Sefer. It's the Mat'amim is when you enter into a Mokarim, you have to be always, like for example, Klal Yisrael, there's Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, and Machane Yisrael. We take a cue from there that there has to be a triple entrance. That's why there are three. There are going to be three circles. Okay, let's see. Okay, there are all other things he writes over here. you want to be zaycha with your wife, the chaye b'ni mezoinei. There are three mitzvahs in marriage: sherek, susli, oina, nefesh, ruach, neshama, tarid v'im ksuvim, netzach, chaydi. So there are different reasons which are not very satisfactory. Okay. Now, the first one to mention, that's very popular to mention, probably the reason why we all do this, I always tell you this, we don't realize that 95% of the things that we do come from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Even though we don't know, even though today it's not a popular sefer, but our grandparents, they, it was very popular to them, and it became ingrained in them, all the various minhagim. And even though in the Sidurim and the Mishnah Berurah says fakert, somehow if you're always shocked to discover why you're doing something you can't find in the car, it's referred to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a very powerful sefer. It made a major, major impact in Klal Yisrael. And there it says beferish that you're supposed to do it 7 times. So I'm willing to bet that the reason why, even though all Makairos have 3 times, the reason why we do 7 times is because of the influence of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and says the Kala should go around the Chasan 7 times. Now, and he writes, and also in the Shulchan HaEzer, he writes that in Yerushalayim it was always the minhag to go around the Kala seven times. Now, you need over here to find Makairos. Why Dafka 7 times? All right, so he has different Makairos. For example, in the Shir HaShirim, it says with Kala 7 times. The Sheva Hayom Hilal Tichai, praise you 7 times a day. Okay, one interesting he gives over here is, this answer doesn't make sense, because he says, in the nusach of getting married, you say 7 words. You don't. His version is Hare at Mikudesha Sli Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. 7 words. But we don't say that. We add 2 more words. Hare at Mikudesha Sli Betabas Zo Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. But he seems to bring down the minhag that they didn't say Betabas Zo. It was obvious. They just Hare at Mikudesha Sli. But therefore, that's how it started, that you should say seven.
Basic thought with 7 is that they're about to create new life.
New life, and life is in seven. There's a little different.
That's why you say Shiva, because it's at the end of life.
7, also one of the better
7 days to create life and ending life.
Creation of life is 7. Another very popular reason comes from Yerichai. Yerichai, they walked around the city 7 times in order to bring the city to its knees. The Kala walks around 7 times to conquer the Chosen. Isha Nikeva to save Gavar, to bring him to his knees, to conquer the man.
Who said
now,
this?
No, but they all say, they said the other way. This is what they said. Since you don't want to say that, you don't want to say that the woman is coming and bringing down the fortification of the man. So you say just the opposite. The same way that you destroy a wall with 7, you build. The building has to be at least there. So in this instance, they took down a wall. But to build a wall, you also need to do something. So since we find a reference to a wall, the number 7, here we're building a wall. All right. Take it. Each couple is different. Each couple is different. Okay. Then he brings over here. This is very interesting. If you notice by Chasna, we say the expression. The pasuk the keva to save of God there. Now you remind me that one of the brachas, the Sheh brachas, is Gan Eden. What's the bracha?
Gan Eden.
Why do we focus so much on Gan Eden? What's Gan Eden have to do with getting married? Since when have we brought Gan Eden into marriage? So he says something very fascinating. He says the reason why Chazal selected Gan Eden is because Gan is Rosh Etevos Gever Nikeva. Uh-huh. Right? The pasuk is Nikeva to Soivev Gover. That's the pasuk. That is the pasuk that we're focusing on. The man is the Gover, the man. The Nikeva is the Nikeva. The woman is the Nikeva, the Kala. They spell Gan. They are the Gan. That is why we focus very much Samchen began Eden Mikedem. Gan is 53. 53 needs 6 more to mashlim to 6, 7 more to go to 70. Hine shishim gibarim, hine mitasosh shelishlamo, shishim gibarim savla, migibare yisrael kulam alchuz, lechem lum lechoma, ish chava yirech mipacha walelos. It represents the number 60. There are 60 mesachtas, there are 60 gibarim which protect us. They're going into marriage now. What?
See,
Seven. So we have 53. Gan. Gan is 53. So we mashlim the chosen kala themselves under the chuppah is the gan. They are the gan eden. But the gan needs hashlama. The hashlama of 60. Why is this? These are over my head. I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says over here. This interesting. Okay, just to throw these things out. Maybe you have some more understanding of these things. But very interesting. No, the chasen kala is the gan, and that's why. That's why that makes sense now. Why we focus on gan eden, and seven brings us to shishim, and shishim plays a very important role in Jewish thought. He named mitaso, a man and woman. The purpose of the union is the union is complete at the mita, right? That is not what it's all about. It comes, the union is consummated with the mita. That's where the child is produced. And the mita is shishim. He named shishim givarim. He named shishim. What does the pasuk say? Mitaso shel shlomo shishim givarim savavla. So the gan together with seven, we want to be moisef. The avoda is to be moisef seven. Okay. He points out that also corresponds. Okay, I'm just going to finish up in 2 seconds. He points out that Hashanah Rabbah, we go around the Lulav and Esrog seven times, and we go around seven times, and then after we finish going around seven times, it comes Simchas Torah, is the great Simcha, the Simchas Torah. So he says that there's a parallel between Hashanah Rabbah and Simchas Torah at Chasdan. Chasdan, likewise, the Kal goes around seven times. That is Begeder Hashanah Rabbah. And then, when you make the Tabas Kiddushin, Harayat, Mazel Tov, this is Simchas Torah. So it's a very interesting opening for a rabbi, a drosha, is that what's happening under the chuppah of the kala, going around the bakar, the davening, right? When you ever see today in days, in Asia, Baruch Shem Achshari Dora, the kala shuckling, saying Tehillim, being mistal for her friends, and for Shaduchim, Achshari Dora, it's a beautiful thing, they hand out Tehillim, just like Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah, 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 Yimamish, Mevakesh, Ribbono Shel for salvation. And you go around seven times, and then when it comes night, Mazel Tov. Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. What? Meir will give us the addendum later. He'll mash all the details. But it's a dogma. It's the shleimus of Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. The Sefarim HaKedoshim, you can figure out all that, what that means. And with that, we have concluded one chapter. Okay.